Okay, so we have another exercise for you. Perhaps you are familiar with this quote by Rumi. Out beyond ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. I will meet you there. We are going to visit that field. So if you would please sit or lie back and close your eyes. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths and let everything go. And now see yourself quietly walking down a beautiful path. Just enjoy the warm breezes. The birds. The butterflies. Feel the air on your skin. As you round a bend, you see a brilliant expanse of green ahead. An ocean of grasses waving in the breeze. You are approaching the field. As you get close, you realize it's a playing field. It may be a carefully manicured playing field, or it might be more wild and natural. This is your playing field and can be however you want it to be. Standing to one side of the field is a scoreboard. In large, striking letters, where the score might normally be, is written unconditional love. You realize you have walked onto life's playing field of unconditional love. Take just a moment to take that in. How does that feel? Can you let yourself experience gratitude for having found yourself on this particular field? In this particular game, the field of unconditional love in the game of life. Give yourself a moment to just be in this place. Make yourself comfortable. Stand, sit, or lie down here in this place of unconditional love. Just taking in the relaxation. The peace. The acceptance. And well-being that is available here. Now, from this unconditional place, allow to arise the next focus in upping your game. Perhaps this is something new. Or perhaps it is a deepening of something you are already working with. A continuation of a nutrition or fitness goal, perhaps. Just let that drop in. And take all the time you need to let that next focus come in clearly for you. And now, standing in this field of unconditional love, surrounded by the loving kindness, the acceptance, the joy of life, hold this focus lovingly in your hands. Let it take the form of a beautiful ball. Hold it with the great care you feel for it. And then, throw it up high into the air. See it soar. And watch as you realize that instead of gravity bringing it back down, it has taken flight. Life has accepted your focus, your commitment as a gift. And it has taken flight. You watch it ascend and then begin to dance in the sky. Whimsically enjoying being tossed this way and that. And then you begin to see that it's making its way slowly back to you. It begins to journey back down. Gently riding the currents of air until it lands softly back in your hands. And with it is a little message, a hint, a suggestion. Of a way this new focus is not for, quote, me. Not for a little ego I. Not for the personal gain of an ego identity. But for unconditional love, for all of life. As the unique expression of life that you are. take a moment to see if there are any other insights or awarenesses life has to offer you before you go. And as you feel ready, begin to bring your attention back to the breath. Back to the body. Back to the workshop. And open your eyes and make a few notes.